Chapter 3. Eliza Doolittle. Colonel Pickering visited Professor Higgins the next day, and the two men sat in Higgins' study and discussed the wide variety of Indian dialects. Higgins played records of different dialects on his phonograph, and the two men listened with interest. There was a knock at the study door, and Higgins' housekeeper, Mrs. Pierce, entered the room.
"What is it, Mrs. Pierce?"
asked Professor Higgins.
"There's a young woman here to see you, sir."
"A young woman?"
exclaimed Higgins.
"What does she want?"
"Well, she's a very common girl, sir. I tried to send her away, but she says you'll be glad to see her."
"I see,"
said Higgins.
"Does she have an interesting accent?"
"Oh, it's dreadful, sir,"
said Mrs. Pierce.
"Very well,"
said Higgins.
"Send her in."
He rushed across to the table and picked up a new cylinder to use on his phonograph.
"This is lucky,"
he said to Colonel Pickering.
"Now I can show you how I make records."
Mrs. Pierce returned and showed in Higgins' visitor. It was the flower girl from Covent Garden.
"Oh, no,"
said Higgins.
"This is the girl I met last night. I've already recorded her accent, so she's no use. Get out, girl. I don't want you here."
"Don't you be so rude to me,"
said the girl.
"You ain't heard why I come here yet. I'm come to have lessons, I am. And if you was a gentleman, you might ask me to sit down."
The two men stared at her, amazed.
"Pickering, shall we ask her to sit down, or shall we throw her out?"
"Do sit down,"
said Colonel Pickering gently.
"Now, tell us, what is it you want?"
"I wants to be a lady. He said he could make me one. So, here I am, ready to pay him for lessons."
"What's your name?"
asked Professor Higgins.
"Eliza Doolittle."
"And how much do you intend to pay me for the lessons, Eliza?"
"Well, a friend of mine gets French lessons for 18 pence an hour. I ain't paying as much to learn my own language, so I won't give you more than a shilling. Take it or leave it."
"A shilling?
Murmured Higgins.
"Do you know, Pickering, that a shilling is about 40% of her daily income? If a millionaire paid me 40% of his daily income for a lesson, he would pay me £60.
The flower girl jumped up in horror.
"£60?
She cried.
"I never said nothing about £60. I ain't got £60.
She fell back into her chair and started to sob, wiping her nose on her sleeve.
"Oh, please be quiet,"
said Higgins.
"And take this."
He handed her his handkerchief.
"What's this for?"
asked Eliza, taking the white square of material from the professor.
"It's to wipe your eyes and any other part of your face that feels wet,"
said Higgins.
"Remember, this is your handkerchief and that's your sleeve. Don't confuse the two if you want to become a lady."